Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Well, good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Got a little raw in here right before the show started, so Lance is a little bit worked up, just so you know. Here on ESPN 97.5. Man, you want to talk about a boatload to talk about today. Let's start with money, and let's start with Alex Bregman. Two days ago.
You're going to start with that instead of the Texans free agent signings?
Okay.
Signings. Oh, you already did?
I already started with that.
Okay, my bad.
Okay.
Oh, nothing, you mean. Okay.
Yeah. I started with the Texans free agent signings.
Angelo Blackson is back.
Oh, that's right. And they gave him like $4 million a year? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Go get that money.
They got no offensive tackles, but they gave Blackson $4 million a year?
Rotational defensive tackles have...
Wait, what is he? A generational?
Rotational.
Oh,
wrong-ational.
Oh.
Rotational.
I'm sorry.
Rotational defensive tackles have feelings, too.
I like Blackson. I think he's a nice little
piece. He's fine.
Piece.
He's not a starter.
$4 million for a piece. That's
what backup quarterbacks used to get.
I know, right? Holy crap. That's backup quarterback. That's Brandon Whedon. Is he in Brandon Whedon's pocket is what I want to know.
What did Matthew get from the Texans?
Eight. 1 year, eight.
I thought they offered 9.5.
No, the Texans gave him 8.
Oh, is 8? Okay.
Yeah.
So he's back for 1 year at $8 million.
No. Last year he got 8.
No,
he's not back.
Yeah, this year they offered
him reported 9.5.
This year.
Yeah, they offered 9.5 this year. So Tyrann Mathieu is back for 1 year, $9.5 million, right?
Yeah, no, he signed with the Chiefs. Three years, 14 a year. That's pretty good. That's pretty good money.
Congratulations.
No. That's good. That's and like 30 of it was guaranteed or something. Kareem is gone. I'm sorry. We're not the Texan station. I don't want to talk about all the guys that left. I want to talk about the guy that's here and pissed. Okay?
Oh, Alex Bregman.
Yeah, Alex Bregman. Okay? So Alex Bregman is pissed that he only got a $41,000 raise. $41 million. He would have been thrilled. $41,000 raise.
That's
after
on
last
the low
year.
Side.
Blake Snell won the Cy Young, and I think he got a $12,000 raise. I'm pretty sure something stupid like he was like, "Hey, Cy over here. Hey, Cy Snell, how about a little something?" See that it says Cy Young.
No, they don't put that on the back of your jersey.
Yeah, they put Cy Snell.
No,
I don't know.
How about that? $12,000. Bregman, you should be thrilled. $41,000. Oh, by the way, Bregman, unlimited endorsement possibilities. You're a little white guy that makes all kinds of statements, right? Okay? If you can't make some money on the side.
Look.
Oh, he's got
Bregman was so upset, apparently, that he was like, after they couldn't come to an agreement he liked, he goes, you know what? Just pay me the minimum. I don't even want an effing raise.
Oh. Oh, wait. He's a Mexican caddy?
According to Brian McTaggart's story, he goes, hey, since we can't come, just pay me the minimum. I don't even want a raise. And then the Astros like, no, we're going to give you a bit of a raise here.
Okay, $41,000. You know what that shows me? Appreciation. Okay.
Is Jeff Luhnow the Matt Kuchar of MLB GMs?
He might be.
Bregman realizes, I cannot fly around on jets with this amount of money.
Right. Oh, yes, he can.
I'm not going to be
yes,
able to.
Yes, he can. He's friends with Verlander.
He can't get his own crew
oh,
going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I don't know if you know this.
$600,000 ain't getting a bunch of jet flights.
So I don't know if you're aware of this. The year the Astros won the World Series, Carlos Correa made $535,000. Last year, he made $1 million. This year, he's making $5 million. You know what happens, Alex Bregman, as you move up the food chain? You know what's going to happen? Is you're going to make a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
Almost every single guy. It's rare. And I remember when Nomar Garciaparra had his rookie season. And the next year, Boston ripped it and said, nuh-uh. Here's a big long-term deal for his second year. And Jerry Hunsaker, the Astros general manager, was livid. He's like, what the bleep? Don't they understand?
Billy Wagner
because
at the same time
they
the
had
hook, yeah.
Berkman, Pujols and Berkman came along, and all of these guys were coming along. And he goes, this is not how it's done. Don't you guys understand? You got to have cheap help for a while,
because
and this
gonna,
is how you are able to win.
This is... There's a fundamental lack of understanding for a lot of people, and Bregman included here. Here's how it goes. You get paid the early bonus for doing nothing, and when people
right.
take the
when
gamble.
When you're the second pick overall.
Sign it. Yeah. They take the gamble on you. Then you work your way up. And then the way it's structured is on the front end, management gets the best of it, and on the back end, the players get the best of it. When I say the best of it, I mean guaranteed contracts. There are no it's all 100% guaranteed.
And
the way it's
big
structured,
money.
It is massive money.
Yes.
It is long-term contracts, massive money. I was talking about this I was explaining this to the kids and everything. We were just talking about how baseball is different, and I said, you know, you have arbitration in baseball, which means the team has control, 5 years, 6 years, basically, where they have control. Now, I said, you start making pretty good money during arbitration, once you get to arbitration. Not the league, you know, it's not what the demand would be for their services. It's not going to be the market value, but you start getting pretty good money. Carlos Correa is an example. I said, if Carlos was on the open market, he'd make probably at least 12 to 15 million right now. But he's not on the open market. The Astros still have club control. It's their advantage financially. Mm-hmm. But because baseball players typically have longer careers, he will get to a point where once he hits his big contract, he's going to make a lot of money. But like you said, this is part of the game where part of the game is that you have, you know, you balance out the mega contracts with the you have to grind and wait for your money longer in baseball. But when you get it, it's big and it's all guaranteed. But that's like every player in every sport now wants. It's almost like they want a renegotiation. They expect to be at the top. Like Odell Beckham is going to complain. He just got a big contract. He's going to be the next one to complain his way out. Of the Giants.
Yeah, and it's going to be regular fare. It's Antonio Brown and Antonio Brown won, and that example is going to be Dwayne Brown when he was here. It was a terrible, terrible, and actually he went to the racism card, which it made me sick to my stomach that this is Bob McNair's legacy. Just so this guy could get out of here, he started to pull all that crap just so he could go and make some money somewhere. Jeff Luhnow explained it like this. He said, the reason we went out of our way, and Carlos Correa made $1 million the year before he got to arbitration, after the World Series year, and he was one day away. And this is what is happening now when you wait until June 22nd to bring up a guy that he is a year away from Super 2 arbitration.
It pisses everyone off.
It does.
I mean, frankly, here's what you should be doing. Let them start the year on the lead and start their clock early. I get it. I'm for the team. I'm for the system being the way the system is. It's what was collectively bargained. You don't clown the collectively bargained system unless you want to give something back. But at the same time, you're creating hard feelings.
Yeah.
No.
You're creating hard feelings, but you're right. This is the way that it's done. Here's Jeff Luhnow, what he said. The reason we went out of our way to last year for Correa, he won the Rookie of the Year. He missed Super 2 by one day. We felt like we needed to make that up to him. That was a special circumstance for a special player. Alex is a special player. We hope he's here for his entire career. And we're giving him the second highest pre-arbitration earnings that we've ever given in history, and one of the top 10 in Major League Baseball history. It doesn't seem that way because Verlander's at $28 million. Carlos just got his. Altuve's going to be a $30 million player. And I'm sitting here, and I was the best guy on the team last year, and I'm only making $500,000, whatever.
This does concern me, and here's why. The one thing that has separated the Astros from everyone else is the love, the family, everything about it, right? Everything about them is about the team and not the individual, and there's so many reasons to love them. At some point, the fear is that it will become like everything else with every other team.
You say that, however, George Springer, very dissatisfied that he wasn't called up.
He's
when he was hitting
50. Now.
No, when he was called, right. He wasn't called up when he was, so he was disenchanted with the organization. Keuchel and all the guys are pretty much pissed. They're all like, can you sign him? He's sitting out there. Can we please sign? We love Dallas Keuchel. Sorry, we're not doing that. Marwin, love the guy. Sorry, gotta go.
No, but the players themselves are not, management is being consistent.
But here's the guy. Your fans got to be consistent. Every player out there, and we see Antonio, and we see Le'Veon, and we see all these guys, and when it's on their side, it's a business. But when it's on the other side, what? It's a business. And you know what? You make the best decisions. And one of these decisions, and oh, by the way, the Astros have their highest payroll ever in $166 million. At some point, when you use the system, this is the system.
Right.
And Alex Bregman, sorry, you're caught up in the system. But so is caught. How about Altuve, the way he was caught up in the system? Was there a better bargain than Jose Altuve?
But this is my concern, though. Bregman strikes me as the kind of guy that will make a lot of noise.
However, when it comes, listen, he's got four more years. It'll all work out. It'll all work. It's working out with Springer.
He's got four more years?
Yeah, well, you got this year and then 3 years of arbitration. You got him tied up.
Speaking to your, he'll make a lot of noise. This guy was so pissed. He goes, I'll take a pay cut because we can't come to a deal. Because he was asking for the league minimum. He made more than the league minimum this year, last year. In that article, he goes, give me the league minimum. I'll take a pay cut because
that's
so pissed.
That's a bad sign.
That's how mad he was.
That, yeah, and George Springer has been pissed.
But not publicly.
Pissed. No, pretty much. I mean, everybody knows.
Dude, this is going to end up on Instagram. You understand.
It's because Alex Bregman is public.
Yeah, this can go side.
Alex Bregman
does. He's a red ass.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a little different with Alex Bregman. But here's the problem. What you said is when you do something for one player, and this is why the Texans aren't going to do this. Organizations that say, if we do something for one guy, we open the door for every player, and we lose all of our once that bridge collapses on you, it collapses across the board. I think the big fear for the Texans, this has always been the case, if they go out and sign, let's say, Landon Collins. I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying I think this is the thought. If we go out and give somebody else's player a bunch of money, then we have to just give our own guys. Like, it's one thing to give your own guys, but if you don't do that with J.D. Clowney, but you'll do it for somebody else's player, what are you saying inside your own locker room? I know that was the fear previously. I don't know if that's still the case, but what do you say to J.D. Clowney or the rest of your locker room if you give Landon Collins a bunch
of money?
Patriots
say to everybody when they go out and give Stephon Gilmore $44 million?
If they let a bunch of guys walk.
They do.
Well,
you know what? We're not paying our own guys because we don't feel their performance and merit that kind of money.
The Patriots don't care.
No, right.
They don't care what you think,
but,
and they'll just get rid of you.
But this is – I think this – I feel like the past, they paid players differently. I just felt like I should have been compensated differently for my performance last year. I think this all has to do with Carlos Correa.
Carlos Correa. That's what I'm saying. Correa. When you open the door for one guy, every other guy knows it.
Yeah.
So when they did that for Correa, they had to know, we need to make an exception for Bregman too. That's exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about Correa.
No, I get that. But you have to understand, you know what? Carlos Correa was coming off a World Series year after he won Rookie
Bregman
of the
was
Year.
Was a monster last year.
He was a monster last year. I get that.
He's better than Correa was as a, you know, he's better than Correa was the year before his.
The year before when they won the World Series?
Yeah, Bregman's year last year. Bregman was the MVP caliber.
Yeah, but I get that. I get that. But they've also had a bunch of other guys that they just went through the system. I get it. It's coming off fresh off of Carlos Correa making $1 million. I get that. I just think, listen, there's plenty of time. This thing is going to work itself out. Bregman is, everything is right now. You're right. He's red ass. He's red ass right now. You still got 4 years. You're going to be fine.
You got 4 years of anger.
Or you got 4 years of, we'll take care of him.
No, they're going to have to
take care of him.
They got to get to him early.
But here's the deal is, this is the one that scares me, is this could have been handled differently.
They're going to have to get
to him early. That's the only statement that scares me, is the way Jeff Luhnow handled this thing. If he wasn't honest and open and talking to the player and saying, this is what we're doing, this is what we're doing, blah, 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 and all of that stuff, then he's not, just like when Rick Smith, pay me Rick, all of that crap, you got to be... you got to have some kind of way that you handle guys in a good way where they feel better about this stuff than this. So right. maybe this is an eye-opening for Jeff Luhnow in that he says, maybe I got to start handling this stuff differently.
Right.
I
don't think so.
We'll see.
Analytics and sabermetric type of guys.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're touchy-feely guys.
No, they are. No. This is the process, and we follow the process. Yeah. And, you know, frankly... maybe that's why they're successful, because they're emotionless when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
Except he falls in love with prospects. I don't know if I want to call him emotionless.
I don't know. All right, so let's talk about absolute one. I know about Jeff Aronoff. That's what I know about.
I give you a good deal. You want a good deal? I give you a good deal right here.
I'm going to go see Jeff Aronoff tonight. He's going to be at the rodeo. He's a big rodeo director.
Is he performing?
No, he's a rodeo director.
I thought you were going to go see him. Like, is Jeff Aronoff?
Hey, you want a marble?
Whatever the Italian sounding music is.
That's not. I don't know. I don't know what Italian sounding. I got the marble. Come on, granite. I got it for your patio. That's what Jeff Aronoff does every day. And he does your patio. He does your marble. He does your outdoors. He does your kitchen. He does your bathroom. He does your vanity. It's Absolute Marble and Granite. That's the name of the company, Absolute Marble and Granite. But Jeff Aronoff is the company. And here's the deal is that, yeah, he's a rodeo guy, but he's got all day long. Bumba bing, we're going to go here. We're going to make this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this countertop. We're going to do this vanity. We're going to do this fireplace. All at 20% off for the ESPN 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Jeff Aronoff, the best. Call him. Get it started. Let's go. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
We're going to Kings of Leon tonight. You going to Kings of Leon? I know he's not Hispanic, but you could go. Okay.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh, okay.
We're on the air. Are you going to Kings of Leon tonight?
I'm not going. Well, I haven't gone to a rodeo show.
Because he's not Hispanic?
I only go to Tejano shows.
I know you do. You only go to Go Tejano Day.
We do. Every year we go to Go Tejano Day because it's on that Sunday. So we go after church. And then
at 11. So Nick can have somebody to talk Spanish to?
Yeah, she's not a big Spanish speaker. So that doesn't work great. But I don't know. It's a good day. It's not super crowded until it gets crowded, but not early on. That just has to be. I think we go because
I think that pretty much goes for everywhere. It's not super crowded till it gets crowded.
Yeah. Well, early on, it's not crowded. Kind of like a Houston sporting event.
All right.
Speaking of that, the Houston Rockets were bludgeoning the Hornets yesterday, and then it was, and then it just went into cruise control, that's okay. I mean, they got a 29-point lead. And they did what they kind of do. And
typical Rockets.
Yeah, they let it kind of slide back. They were never in danger, but Rockets won. Eric Gordon continues to be hot. And Chris Paul did play. He did play in the back-to-back.
Yeah, I know he did. Yeah. They did sit him quite a bit.
Yeah, he didn't play extensively.
We went last time. I won tickets, four tickets to the game playing poker in the All In for ALS tournament.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So I took the boy and a couple of his buddies, and we got to sit right behind the Charlotte bench. And it was, you know, I was actually really, really cool, really up close and got to see. But I was kind of pissed that Chris Paul played as much as he did. But you know what? I guess he's going to be okay. He knows his body, like you said. If he gets hurt because his hamstrings have been overused by, you know, too many back-to-back minutes, then, and I don't know.
Then he should retire because he's not built for this league anymore.
Well, how old is he now? And how many injuries has he had? But that's what
you gave him $40 million for three more years.
He is what he is. You can't change that.
Yeah, I know.
He is what he is.
That's the problem.
No, well, guess what? That's it. You should know that, though.
How many minutes do you think he played last night?
The last back-to-back, 34 and 31. Let me take a look.
It's higher than you'll like for a blowout, but
I mean.
Chris Paul, 29 minutes. I mean, he
I would think they could get it done with 25.
You would think, but he's like, put me in the game. I actually was watching him,
Rivers,
and he was
22.
Going over to talk to, while he's sitting on the bench, and you could see him talking to the coach, and then he goes, and he just walks to the scorer's table to get in the game.
You know, when James the other day after he got hurt, he walked right past D'Antoni and just walked to, like, I think players can check themselves in.
Because
James just walked right by D'Antoni when he came back from the wrist thing and just checked right
in. Did you notice he's really not putting any pressure on that. Even when he gets up off the floor, he's not using his right hand.
Yeah, I think it's probably
thing. I mean, well,
look at the guard minutes
Here's a danger about James, though, is he can go to his right and use his right hand. But right now, I don't think he can.
I don't think he wants to. Here's the guard and swing minutes. Shumpert, 19. Green, 18. Rivers, 22. And that's pretty good.
Yeah. Here's Chris Paul's minutes.
Chris Paul's 29.
Here's
that's not
Chris
a ton.
Paul's minutes, the last two games, 29 and 33.
That's not terrible.
No, that's probably too much. 62 minutes. The last time it was 64
minutes. You know
what?
You got to earn your money. Do you think Tillman likes when he sits out?
Yeah, I think Tillman would love when he sits out. I think he likes it. He likes him to play fewer minutes on a back-to-back than miss 12
straight
games.
He's not going to die, John.
Okay, which one does he like more? Missing 12 straight games or sitting for 14 minutes?
Mr. Glass, is it unbreakable? I mean,
yeah, it's unbreakable.
You can't be giving unbreakable $40 million a year for 4 years if you have to put him in bubble wrap.
He's not unbreakable.
No, he's the movie, the Bruce Willis character was unbreakable. Chris Paul is a Samuel Jackson character, Mr. Glass, where he is clearly breakable all the time.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I'm disappointed in you.
What if Chris Paul's warm-ups were just made of bubble wrap?
They should be. Just bubble wrap around those hamstrings.
That'd be awesome.
I'm disappointed in John. Mm-hmm. He sat behind Charlotte bench. Well, clearly everyone's disappointed in John. He sat behind that Charlotte bench and didn't elicit a Kemba Walker, Russell Westbrook-like reaction.
No.
What the hell?
I'll beat you. I'll beat your ass. I'll beat your wife's ass. Like,
I didn't bring my wife.
Well, he would have beat her.
No, he wouldn't have beat up. One of the guys I brought was the defensive tackle from Rice that's going to Arizona State next year.
He would have got
it,
too.
He wasn't beating his ass.
He would have got it,
well,
too.
Well, that guy would have been respectful.
Why are you trying to get rid of all the players from the
–
you're bringing all
kid,
the
– Every kid that JT signed with is gone.
Why? What's wrong with Bloomgren?
I don't think anything, but it's just the program is just – it's really
– it was really good while they were there.
No.
Sorry.
That's not true either.
Oh, it's the huge downturn in Rice football pushed them out.
Yeah.
It's the same as it was. Keep your ass
here. No, when those kids signed, the program was good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were coming off the 13 championship for just 2 years before.
That seems so long ago. Are you sure it was that?
It was good.
Did JT sign that long ago?
Bailiff had it going on at that time, and then
there's some buzz about Rice football for a month.
Then garbage.
Yep.
725 ESPN 97.5 7137. Okay, we got to get into Russell Westbrook. We'll play the sound when we come back. Russell Westbrook.
Here's what we got. Russell
Westbrook.
Jazz
fan.
Russell Westbrook versus Jazz fan, which now you'll get to hear Jazz fans tell you that they're a lovable group and that this is all Russell Westbrook because clearly they couldn't have said it. Russ may have crossed the line a little bit. You got to be careful about threatening to physically beat up
a woman.
A woman is one thing. Yeah. And fans in general, Adam Silver's not going to be super in love with that. Conor McGregor was arrested. We will get to that. That was on the Vegas board, though. Arrest for Conor McGregor in 2019
yep.
was on the Vegas board. Pay the ticket. And then we'll tell you about
the
Houston free agency signings. That won't take long. But the rest of the league has some big signings that could impact the league.
So well, we'll get and some the of Texans, as well. Seeing as how guys are leaving.
Angelo Blackson.
726 ESPN 97.5. It's time for me to talk right now about my guy, John Clay Wolf, over at GiveMeTheVin.com. 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 It is the place that you go to sell your vehicle. At least, at the very least, get a quote, okay? If you're looking for a way to get the biggest number for your car. And it's not, oh, well, I say that. It's not always the biggest number. So he can be beat, and he has been beaten before. And he says, you know, maybe 3-4 times a month, I've got to send a check for $100 because if he can't beat CarMax's offer or Texas Direct Auto's offer, then he'll send you $100. But for the most part, he does. So you're armed with that when you go to CarMax or Texas Direct Auto, or you're if you're taking it to your dealer where you're trading your vehicle in and buying a new car, well, the dealer will say, I'll give you this. And if it's a lot less, you say, oh, no, 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 no. What we're going to do is I'm going to sell it through GiveMeTheVin.com, but we'll do it through the dealership so all the taxes all work out and it's easy for everybody. This happens every single day. It happens about 2,000 times a month for this guy. That's how many cars he buys. GiveMeTheVin.com. You're selling your car. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is what I put this morning under my wife's her little smartphone watch or whatever. I put that fake snake there. I was hoping to scare
Yeah, don't. Why
would that have scared you at all?
It looks like a cart.
It wouldn't scare. Like just for a second, would that fake snake have scared you at all?
Yeah, it scares me right now. But
oh, she said yes, it did scare. Good. I wanted her to just go. Huh. I wanted her to scare like there was a snake on her. Good. It worked then. It was well worth it.
What a dream you are to be married to.
Yeah, I get bored and I wish I could tape her reaction. I was hoping to scare her by putting a snake.
Why didn't you put a camera in there and see and videotape it?
Do you know what I started? I'm waiting for Dell to get here because Dell's cultured. You don't have as much culture as Dell. You got some culture. You are more cultured. You know what's funny? I go to 790, I come back. You are a little more cultured. Like your TV shows, I've noticed that you're a big TV show watcher now. You'll binge.
Oh, yeah.
You're a big binge watcher. And you'll take chances. Like Mrs. Maisel was great, wasn't it?
Mrs. Maisel was great.
What did you like better, that or Handmaid's Tale? Both of them are great.
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, I did too, but yeah. Handmaid's but Tale
is... Mrs. Maisel is different.
They're just different.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love the 50s and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They did a great job with the period itself.
Yeah.
I
thought it was very... The way they wrote it, they did a really good job. But Handmaid's Tale is right up there.
It's creepy. It's scary. So the Houston Texans re-signed Angelo Blackson, so everything's good.
No.
You got your backup tackle
spot
locked
down. What do you think of, Kareem Jackson, $33 million from the Broncos. I think they'll regret it in the last year, unless they get out of it.
I think they'll regret it in the second year, and I think the Chiefs are going to regret their – I think they're going to regret their Matthew move. But I understand the Matthew move, because for them – he's a dude.
I don't think they will.
He's great in the locker room, and they realize this probably is a high-end contract, but we're close to winning a title. Yeah.
I don't think they'll regret it.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh.
You know, he was not great in coverage at the end of the year. Nobody in that secondary was.
Maybe he wore
was.
Down a little bit, but I think he is. I think he gives the defense an attitude.
He gives you some juice in
and
the locker
an
room, too.
And they need an attitude there, defensively.
They do. He gives you some juice, and he will make some plays. And that's fine for them. I don't think I would have wanted the Texans to pay that amount of money, but that's the way it works. once guys hit their contract, I mean, when you sign a one-year deal, this is how it works.
Yeah.
When you sign a one-year deal, you got pay on the back end. You don't get a discount 2 years in a row.
So I can't, Landon Collins to the Redskins is it was a bit much. Well, it's a lot. It's a lot. I think safeties are worth more than the NFL thinks they're worth. Maybe not that much. But and for Washington, I mean, he's going to be so miserable there because they don't do anything right. It's just a bad organization. The worst owner in the NFL. They're not going to win. I don't see it anyway. But the safety position, the defensive backs, name all, okay, in 3 seconds or less, because you can do it, name all the Texans' defensive backs. Go.
Justin Reed. Colvin. I think that's it.
Batamosi.
Oh, yes. He's still there? I only consider him a gunner.
No, he's actually one of their defensive backs.
No, he's just a gunner. He's just a special teams guy.
Yeah, I know, because he, because
I'm not counting him as a
quarterback. They were so bad, so banged up, no players, and he still couldn't get on the field.
I don't count him as a cornerback. Oh, no, he got on early and they're like, this.
Yeah.
This ain't happening.
No. No, we made a huge – look at what we spent.
We really need to cover kicks great with this guy.
Oh, my God. So honestly, what the bleep in the bleep? Are you going to wait for all of these guys to pass again? That last year it was, we don't want to spend any money on tackles and 62 sacks. This year, honestly – I mean, it wasn't like the defensive backs. It wasn't like they were any good last year. But listen, I'm not going to get nuts because there's plenty of time left. And
there's two waves of there's three waves. There's,
okay, don't let's not. That's right.
There's three waves of free agency. Wave one is the big money guys, the guys who capitalize and they get the most. And typically, I would say a majority are overpaid, and people pay for other people's bargains, and they pay.
We'll see. I think Landon Collins is in the middle of. He's
this is Nordstrom, right? Yep. Overpriced. You know it's overpriced.
However,
wave two is Nordstrom Rack.
I like guys that are coming off of their initial deals, and that's what Landon Collins. That's is why it's so unbelievable to me. Maybe he was just asking
still
for way too. Yeah, he's young.
Yeah, he's
just coming
younger.
Off of his rookie deal.
I don't know why he can still play. I don't know why. Now I can tell you, people in the industry thought he got too much money. From talking to a couple of people in the business who said this is, and one of them negotiates contracts who said this is way too much for Landon Collins. It is what it is. It's what the rate is. Why the Redskins are doing it, I have no idea. It's not going to help you guys at all. So you just keep burning through your money. That's fine. But I wish Le'Veon Bell would be considered a Texan. I don't think it's going to happen. And I understand. Here's the thing. If Brian Gain, the Texans are going to be waived to. They're going to be wave two buyers. Wave one is the buyer's market, is the seller's market. Wave two is the buyer's market. Agents hate being involved in wave two because they have to. You kind of have to figure out when to pull the trigger versus how long to sit on a deal. I mean, you don't have the leverage anymore. The big money's gone, so now you have to figure out what the best deal is and move on it before it's gone. Then wave three of the bargain basement, you start filling in roster, just some roster slots. Wave two is where you can get some pretty good deals. There are going to be some pretty good deals in wave two. Did you see, C.J. Mosley is going to get $85 million from the Jets. These are bad teams that are paying big money. Washington, the Jets, the Oakland
the
Raiders.
Lions, the Lions. Flowers.
They're just trying to buy their way into legitimacy almost. And that's not always a very good tact, to be honest.
No, no. So just... to be clear, I mean, and you've talked to people behind the scenes with the Texans and the strategy and all the stuff that's going on. Are you down? Are you down with what they're doing? Wait, hold. William Wallace.
Wait until
hold,
it. Yeah, that's what
hold,
it is.
So
here's my feeling. You do have cap space to spend. I know you're not going to spend all the cash, but you do have cap space. I am reserving judgment until I see what happens over the next 2 days. And then if it's not what I think is good, I'm going to have a problem with it. Because there's clear, you got to fill out your roster. You can't leave everything on your draft or you put too much pressure to hit a home run on the draft.
And not only hit home runs, but you got a bunch of rookies on the field. I don't care how many, ones or twos or threes. You can't have all those rookies on the field and depend on all those. And you're right, because you got to hit. If you didn't hit, you're screwed.
Yeah, you can't. And you're going to end up with a bunch of inexperienced guys. I don't care how you look at it.
But so, I don't care... I don't care if the guy can play a little bit. If he, let's say you take the second wave, they're not as good as the first wave, but you're not paying as much. You're still going to over. You have to give Bend a little bit.
Yeah.
Because first of all, you have money. Secondly, you're up against 31 other teams. So guess what? That makes the wave goes up for all the ships.
No, yes, but you're not up against 31 because there's teams who don't have cap space and there's teams who cap themselves out.
Okay.
So you really, that's why it becomes a buyer's market instead of a seller's market. But, you know, the good thing is, though, so the Texans, no matter who they sign, they're going to have to play right away. That's the reality. Whoever they sign and whoever they draft is going to have to play right away on the offensive line and at cornerback. And this is why it's not a one-year deal. This is why stuff like giving
like
away.
Aaron Colvin?
Yeah.
Who didn't even dress at the end?
And it's even worse because you didn't have a first and second rounder. When you give up a second to give away Brock Osweiler instead of just cutting him because you're saving Tony Romo's money, that is so debilitating. When you miss, when you have to trade a first-rounder to move up to get Deshaun, I love getting Deshaun, but there's a price. That is credit card spending. There's a price to be paid. You can't afford to have some of the off-seasons Rick Smith had. It will bury you.
That's over, though.
No, but it's not. It's still over.
But you can't do anything about it. And now you're moving forward.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you can't fix it all this year.
No, you can't.
I realized that yesterday when I'm looking, I'm like, there's just too much. They can't fix two tackle spots and four defensive back spots. This is six spots. They can't fix all of it, but they're going to have to spackle it. And it can't just be with cheap guys. You're right.
No.
It's got to be real starters.
Slow down. Okay,
you got to get real starters.
Oh, okay, great. Except, okay, you can say Rick Smith. Aaron Colvin could be debilitating for them.
Oh, yeah.
Because that money that you spent for 3 years on that dude, and he can't even dress, that's on them.
Oh, it's all on them.
Yes.
It's all on them.
So you can't make another one. You can't make another decision like that. Oh, okay, that's great, getting the secondary guys. You don't want to spend all that money. But he better be on the field.
But that's why the Kevin Johnson, that's why you can't afford to miss back-to-back and go, Kevin Johnson miss, and then you have an Aaron Colvin free agent miss in the midst of two aging cornerbacks getting ready to play their way out of the Texans and Kareem. And their lifespan was exactly what you wanted it to be. I mean, J.J. and Kareem gave you a lot. But it's time for them to go. So you can't afford to just strike out with a first rounder in the same position and then completely miss with Colvin, because now you have no leeway. You have no, and then when you don't have a first and second, you had no leeway for misses. None. They had to hit Justin Reed. Sorry. And frankly,
they did.
I'm worried about Akins because that, you know, you don't want to miss any of those third round picks. You don't want to miss any of the third round picks.
Well, Rankins too. He's a guy that was on and off the field.
Yeah, I feel okay about
it. He was on and off the field though. You don't know.
I know, but I feel pretty good. Like my entire time, I thought he was an interior player. I have a lot more confidence in him than Akins. Now, that's me. I was higher on Rankins. I wasn't that high on Akins personally. So we'll see what happens. That's more of a personal.
Well, he might have hit on Thomas too. You don't know.
Yeah. And Thomas is fine, but they need to find an inline. I mean, there's a lot of talk that they'll be looking at a tight end this year.
They just drafted two.
Well, but I guess, where's Griffin now? Is Griffin a free agent or is he with a team now?
I didn't even factor in Ryan Griffin. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Tight end of all, yeah, I get it. You need tight ends. That's great. Get tackles and corners and safeties and maybe another wide receiver. Fast guys. How about getting fast guys?
You can find fast guys.
Really?
That's easier to find. Tackle and cornerback, that's what scares me.
You know what I like in my cornerback, though? Fast.
Well, and that's the other thing. Oh, who are the Texans going to draft, Lance? When people ask me, what about this kid from Vanderbilt? The one who ran a 4.6? I mean, that's fine. He can't cover T.Y. Let me know when we have guys who can cover T.Y.
Well, that's what really scares me.
Correct. As far as Griffin, yeah, so this year he's still on the team. He'll have a cap number of 2.6, so he's not. And if they cut him, it's no dead cap, so there'd be a $2 million savings. So Griffin may or may not make the team. We'll see. It depends on if they draft tight end. You could find a cheaper alternative to Griffin if you wanted to, but it's not like you need the money. You got money.
Well, do you need the money? Okay, you need to spend it on tackle. And you know what?
There are none. Too late. They're not signing Darrell Williams. He stinks. I don't want Darrell Williams, and frankly, I don't want Dell's cast-offs from Miami.
Well, Want Dell's cat? No, you know what? Dell's I don't want any Miami players. Thanks.
You know what? Dell's sloppy seconds, a tackle.
744 ESPN 97.5. What I do want is a new patio. That's what I want.
Well, you should go to Texas Custom Patios. I actually went in.
Before you move
on. Yeah, go ahead, Dell.
That cast off already signed the biggest deal for a right tackle ever with the Broncos.
Broncos are. Does anyone get the feeling Elway doesn't really know what he's doing? You know who I need? I need Juwan James, and I need Kareem Jackson, and I need them now. Okay, but are you sure? You know he had a head coach previously, right? And you know, like, you know, Vance Joseph, that didn't work out. And you sure about all this stuff? Oh, I'm sure. Kyler Murray stinks. Give me a guy like Joe Flacco. Yeah. Like, are we sure?
Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch.
Bring back, yeah, like... Are we sure on this Elway thing?
About these 8-foot quarterbacks? Are we sure?
I remember when Michael Jordan was a GM. Remember when Magic Johnson tried to run a team.
745 ESPN 97.5. I remember when you talked about patios.
Yeah, I was just, I remember way back to about 47 seconds ago when I'd started doing that before Dell rudely interrupted us with bad tackle information. But I can tell you this, at Texas Custom Patios, I went out this weekend. As a matter of fact, I did a big patio clean out. I got the pressure washer, was cleaning it out, and you know, did the whole nine yards because it's like patio time. It's patio time. And for you, when it's patio time, and it could be patio time in the dead of winter, if you get one of those space heaters, it's actually pretty cool. I've got a fire pit out there that I could turn on and hang out around the fire pit. So that's, you know, that really, when it's cold weather, that's actually a fun thing to do. But I'll save that for when the buddies come over and we're having some drinks around the fire. Just got to make sure no one gets a little too crazy or somebody will get burned. My kids want to do the s'mores in there. I'm like, nah, it's not that kind. But although I guess it could be, but I'm like, I refuse to let them in on that. It's kind of my pad. That's my fire pit. I'll just put it this way. I let people in my patio when I want to because this is my patio. Now, I'll let kids watch their shows out there. You can eat pizza out there. We do the hamburgers and the hot dogs. The main thing is when you have a great outdoor living space or outdoor kitchen, it brings a whole new level of enjoyment to your home, and especially when you walk out of the back door. And that's what I have. Texas Custom Patios is the best in the entire state. If you don't believe me, go look at their work at TexasCustomPatios.com or go look at my patio at TCPLance.com. You can see the before. Super embarrassing. And the after, not embarrassing at all. TCPLance.com or check out the website and the blog, which has a ton of great information at TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 751. 713-780-3776. All right, before we get to Russell Westbrook and disrespect, do you see what Michigan did? You want to talk about disrespectful? Right before this tournament is starting, right, as we had a couple weeks away from the tournament, they did a Lego version of Jordan Poole's buzzer beater against the University of Houston. Look at this Lego. Oh, they throw it to Jordan Poole, and he knocks down an 80-footer to beat Houston, and then running around, and then like that. You see that? Is that disrespectful?
That's unbelievable.
It's a Lego, you know, like the Lego movie. It's a little moving part.
Yes, but that's insane.
Isn't it? Hey, it's almost identical to the real play. Look, he comes across and hits Jordan Poole, and Jordan Poole knocks it down, and then they run around. And the Coug lays on the ground, and it is so disrespectful to the university. Now that got them that win got them. That, listen, that the Cougs were good enough to actually should have beaten the team that got to the NCAA final last year.
Yeah,
they got to the final game last year. Michigan.
They were better.
They were better. So, and right now, if you want to look it up, Fred Fowler does a
story. Rob Gray, King of the North, was...
I don't think... Listen, I get the Rob Gray thing.
There's a lot more.
Rob Gray wasn't 29-2.
Yeah.
Okay?
I know.
This team's better.
He just opened the door.
Yeah.
He helped open the door.
No, he...
This team isn't a one...
No.
That wasn't a one-man show last year, but this team is...
The only thing I like about Rob Gray, and you kind of wish you had here, is when you have to have a basket that you know who it is, and Rob Gray will get you a basket. He will get you a basket. Not right now, you're not sure who that guy... Now, it's Corey Davis, okay. You know, I guess Galen Robinson, Jarreau. They don't have that one go-to guy that they know, okay, I'm going to take control of this game. And that's the only thing I think you miss about Rob Gray. But disrespect, Fred Fowler today, how far can the Cougars go in the NCAA tournament is one of the stories. So that
is... What do you think? I feel Sweet 16.
I honestly think they could get to the Elite Eight.
You do?
Yeah.
I feel like it's Sweet 16 team, but it could be Elite Eight.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the matchup in this way. You never know who you're going to face.
I mean, it's all draw.
Yeah. And you never know what upset is going to happen in your bracket. You know?
No, so, that's a good point.
Yeah. So I believe they're an Elite Eight team. When you get to there, it's usually the eight best. And a lot of times not. But, you know, and University of Houston could be. I don't know why they can't be Loyola or VCU or Gonzaga or all of these Butler, all of these mid-major teams that get to the Final Four. They do. So this team is good enough. They play defense hard enough. Now, I say they play defense hard enough. It's a little scary. The shooting percentage against them lately, that's a little scary. The last few games, as hard as they played defensively, they've been giving up pretty good 48 and 52 or whatever it was against Central Florida. They shot the ball pretty well, and so did SMU. They were 70% in the first half.
Yeah, you got to lock it down.
Yeah,
so that's how they have to win.
Set a tone.
So if you guys want to jump in and talk about what the Texans haven't done or whether or not you're panicky or not panicky with the Texans, because there are two schools of thought. I think most people will be 75-25 dismay that the Texans are not full speed into the wave one of free agency. There will be about 25% who sit back and kind of wait to see how things play out. I'm waiting to see how it plays out, but they do have to make moves. I mean, there's just... From a simple roster composition standpoint, they've got to get some guys who will be starters out of this free agency market. They have to. They just don't have enough in the secondary. 713-780-3776. Jump on in, and we'll get you in very, very quickly. 713-780-3776. In the meantime, the Jacksonville Jaguars did what everyone knew they were going to do, which was sign Nick Foles to a four-year deal. It's worth $50 million. Guaranteed. It's worth more than that realistically, but $50 million is guaranteed. You know what I feel like, John? To me, this is all this move does is lock Jacksonville into purgatory for longer. You either have a great in the NFL, this is what you have. You have great quarterbacks, you have bad, you have no quarterback, or you have guys who just keep giving you false hope. And I think Nick Foles is a false hope quarterback. Jay Cutler was for years for the Bears, ends up getting a bunch of guys fired. Honestly, Nick Foles is better than Blake Bortles. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not. But to me, this is not going to be the move that unlocks. Maybe if you had done it 2 years prior, which was impossible, he could have helped that team where Blake couldn't help get them over the top. But to me, that cancer has set in that locker room, and I don't know that if there's anything that can be done about it.
I'm torn on this one because Nick Foles is better than I think all of us think he is. Nick Foles plays, and there's no situation that's too big for him. I mean, we've seen this. We've seen this in the playoffs the last couple of years. He is, I'm not a huge believer, but I'll tell you this. Give me Nick Foles over Kirk Cousins any day of the week, a guy who can't beat any good teams ever.
Right.
I guess this is not a great, my initial reaction is $88 million for Nick Foles. Really? Good Lord. That seems like, but.
It's the market.
Dude wins. He wins. And that's all that's important. As opposed to Kirk Cousins.
Nah, but you can say dude wins. Will he win with the Jaguars?
Yes,
does he feel like a winner?
He doesn't to me. But he
doesn't feel like a winner to me.
You know what? That's great. He does.
In year one of Chips.
I mean, you know what he's saying?
In year one of Chips offense.
Little radio boys, guess what I do? I go to the Super Bowl and I win.
Yeah, we'll find out. He did it 1 year.
Okay. And?
He did it 1 year.
What do you mean he did it?
Well, he won a Super Bowl.
I don't feel like, yeah, but does that mean he's going to be a winner for the Jaguars? You guys think that, oh, well, he won a Super Bowl. Get ready for the same thing in Jacksonville.
Well, no, I don't know if the Jaguars are as good of an organization as the Eagles. No, or they have not. Good of a coach.
Just 2 years ago, they were in the AFC Championship game.
I know, but...
with nothing at quarterback.
I don't think Nick Foles is going to be the problem in Jacksonville is what I'm saying.
I don't think he's the answer either.
I don't know what their answer is, but I don't... I know he's not a guy who's going to elevate an entire franchise, but I know he's capable of taking a good football team. The question is, are the Jags a good football team around him?
All I know is this. Tom Coughlin, too. How good is that guy? I don't know. He's won a couple Super Bowls. I guess he's okay. And you know what? Maybe he'll be able to put together enough around
him. I tell you
what,
he put together a team full of cancer. He did that. I know that for a fact. And he still got Jalen Ramsey.
He didn't put that
together. Well, he helped put it together. Marcel Darius was his.
Yeah, okay.
He added Marcel Darius. He added he's added Bouye, Darius.
Bouye's not a cancer.
Calais Campbell.
He's not a cancer.
No, I'm just saying who he's added.
Yeah.
What's that brought?
Yeah, well.
1 year?
I don't.
How long is are we having a parade? What are we having to beat the almost beat the Patriots parade?
Are we? If you don't win every year, you suck. Is that what we're doing?
No, they just suck. They don't win any years.
Well,
they had 1 year in the playoffs. We can't. The Texans.
How long is Tom Coughlin?
The AFC Championship game.
And then are we having an AFC Championship game parade?
If it happened.
The Colts put up AFC runner-up banners. Okay.
Good for them.
That's your organization over there.
Not my organization. It's not my president.
That's your GM.
It's not my president of operations.
AFC runner-up banners. Okay, congratulations.
Bill Polian did that.
And Tom Coughlin took over in 2017. It's not like he's been there since 2012.
Yeah. He just got there.
We'll see. I don't have a... After I saw what they've got players fist-fighting each other in broad daylight in front of the media.
I like it. I wish we had more of that here.
Sure you do.
Yeah. But not only that, but we got something to talk about. Speaking of fistfights, Russell Westbrook next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.